The FBI reportedly has identified an Al-Qaeda operative who agents believe was supposed to be the 20th hijacker for the September 11th terrorist plot. The story appears in this morning's USA Today, written by Tony Losi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is this person?
Well, it's unclear at this point. The FBI is being very secretive about that. They are not saying who he is, where he is, or whether they are close to being able to apprehend him.
Is he a he?
Yes.
How did U.S. officials identify the suspect?
Well, from my understanding, they went back, and they've done this several times since 9/11. They've gone back and reconstructed the movements of the 19 hijackers, and they also went through immigration records to see who was coming and going into the country.
I thought Zacharias Massawi was the 20th hijacker.
That's one of the biggest myths of 9/11. The FBI, from virtually the beginning, has been very reluctant to identify Mr. Massawi as the 20th hijacker. They were concerned about some inconsistencies in what Mr. Massawi was doing and what the hijackers were doing, namely that he was training on 747s, and the other hijackers, the pilot hijackers, wound up commandeering planes that were 767s and 757s.
Then there was a Ramzi bin al-Shib.
Correct.
The FBI thought he was the 20th hijacker?
They did, and the reason they thought that early on was because Mr. bin al-Shib tried at least four times to get into the United States. And he also, if you remember, was a player in the German cell where Mohammed Atta started out.
Does there have to be a 20th hijacker?
Not necessarily. No, there doesn't have to be. And that's one of the questions, one of the perplexing questions about 9/11 is that maybe 19 is all that Al-Qaeda could have come up with. But it's 20 is a nice round number. And people think that, well, they had five hijackers on each of the other planes. Why not five on Flight 93? Was someone not able to get into the country? Did something happen to trip up that 20th person?
Why do you suppose the FBI is saying there is a suspect without saying whether they have him or who he is or anything else about him?
Well, they may be trying to get him, and he may not be where they can get their hands on him. Or, you know, he could be, they may not have what they might consider, you know, an airtight case to prove it.
Wouldn't this give him warning?
Maybe, maybe not. I mean, there have been other people that they have looked at as a potential 20th hijacker. There have been various theories, you know, over the past 2 years about who that might be.
So what does this mean for the government's investigation of September 11th?
Well, for the investigation, probably not much. And if you talk to the prosecutors in Mr. Massawi's case, they say it should not have any impact whatsoever because if you look at the indictment, it does not call Mr. Massawi the 20th hijacker. But it leaves open, I mean, it's full of 9/11. I mean, the indictment has everything about 9/11 in it, including the death penalty part of it. It relies on Mr. Massawi's alleged lies that he told FBI and immigration officials when he was arrested in Minnesota in mid-August of 2001. And so 9/11 is all over the indictment, but it does not specifically identify Mr. Massawi as the 20th hijacker.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tony Losi writes for USA Today.